Current State here for a Friday. I'm Mark Bayshore. Reach us via email at currentstate@wkar.org. Eager to hear your feedback, eager to hear your story ideas and segment ideas. Bring it. currentstate@wkar.org. The 2013 North American International Auto Show continues at Detroit's Cobo Center through Sunday. During last week's media preview, WKAR's Peter Wharf joined NAIAS product specialist Anne-Marie Damon for a look at some of the latest from General Motors. Anne-Marie showed Peter a brand new take on a Chevy Classic and ran through the updates on the Lansing-made Traverse.
Well, a lot of the Traverse's updates for 2013 are cosmetic. We've upgraded the interiors. You'll find softer fabrics, more padding on the seats. One of the big things that we've actually added is an industry-first airbag. It's a seventh airbag on the Traverse. It's called a center front airbag. It deploys from the right side of the driver's seat and goes up in between the driver and front passenger. So in the event of any sort of side impact situation, you're not going to impact each other in that large open front area. You can now do heated and cooled front seats on the Traverse, so mom and dad are going to be a little more comfortable on those long trips. And we have our Chevy MyLink system on the Traverse now as well, which is our upgraded radio system. It gives you navigation, Bluetooth for your phone, streaming internet radio from Pandora, all the goodies to keep the kids entertained.
That's a really interesting and thoughtful safety feature. You think of danger coming from the outside of the car, but there are lots of things happening inside the car, too, in a collision.
Absolutely. And what we're finding is that now a lot of the injuries that people are having are from side impact situations because we have really put a lot of airbags into most of our vehicles. And the Traverse has had a 5-star safety rating all along, but they wanted to find a way to help solve that situation and make it a little bit safer for people out there on the road.
We're going to look at one of the classic Chevrolet brands. Many old guys like me remember decades of the Impala. Many different looks. Here it is back again for 2014, and it's more beautiful than ever.
Yeah, it really is. Like you said, it's been around since 1957, so that makes 2014 the 10th generation. It's been almost continuous production since it first came out. It is all new for 2014, inside and out. We've got this great new, beautiful exterior. They kind of made it a little more athletic again, as well as giving it kind of a sleek, muscular look. You've got a Camaro-inspired front end on it, a lot of chrome touches, this very kind of contemporary power dome hood here, and at the same time, very flowing lines. It has an almost constantly in motion look. And then an incredible amount of safety features on this new Impala. Collision mitigation braking, which if you don't hit the brakes, the car will do it for you. Hopefully avoid getting in any accidents in the first place. And then 10 standard airbags to keep you safe in there if anything does happen.
That to me is one of the neatest features about this and other new cars is the actual accident avoidance. Distance, lane assist, and those sorts of things.
Yes, and this has the lane departure warnings and the side blind zone warnings, rear cross traffic. There are so many systems on our cars now that are designed to help, like you said, avoid getting in an accident in the first place. The car is really going to try to help you out as much as possible.
The leather inside this display is super tasty.
Yes, it is. It's a black and tan two-tone. And if you look on the tan seats, it's even got that kind of charcoal trim on the edges of them. It's really beautiful.
Anne-Marie, thanks for the look at the Traverse, the Impala, and thanks again.
You're very welcome.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.